Today is a very full chapter, with many things we could pick out and concentrate on. After reading and reflecting, I've decided to look at a tree and its fruit, and the wise and foolish builders. I wonder if you've ever been in conversation with anyone, and they're nodding and agreeing with you, but you just know by their posture or the fact their eyes are staring past you that they're not really listening to what you're saying. Roz has a neat trick of throwing into the conversation, "What was I just saying?" And more times than I would care to admit, I have to piece something together and hope that it bears some relation to the reality. In our passage, Jesus is berating his listeners for claiming to be listening to him, but clearly he knew that his words were not being paid attention to. We too are challenged to listen and think about how we respond to Jesus' gospel message, to carefully and thoroughly listen to God's directions as we consider what we plant and build, as well as where we plant and build, be that in our own lives, the life of our church, or within the wider circuit. It seems to me that as communities of Christ, we are always being challenged to think about the future and where and how we should spend our resources. As individuals too, we face the same challenges of how we will use our gifts and talents in the service of both God and his church. However, we can be sure that if we both plant and build wisely, we will build the kingdom in our churches, in our lives, and in the world, and it will be filled with good fruit. In this season of Lent, let us once again search our hearts and seek God's will for our lives. I've chosen as our hymn for today, Singing the Faith, number 385, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. No good tree bears bad fruit. Lord, as we build and plant, may we do so guided by your Holy Spirit. May our lives be the source of good fruit, that through our words and deeds we may glorify your name. Lord, let us plant seeds that others will harvest. Let us be ready to harvest what others have sown. Help us to see where the solid ground is, the ground that is in your presence, the ground which is sure and firm, the the ground which is productive. We pray that in the hard times, we will find the assurance that our work for you is never in vain. Help us not to demand immediate results, but to trust in your presence in everything we do, stepping out in faith that the harvest will be ready in your time and not ours. May we give all that you ask without fear or regret, for there is no greater gift we can give than ourselves. Take us and use us for the glory of your name. Amen.